Okay.
Yes, yes, we should. It's very important.
Yes, okay. Perek Beis. Ha'adam hazeh hu nivra chasa ba'atzmai. V'chol chisorn hu ra. V'lefikov mishtokek adam ala ra tamit. So this is a yisod the Maral says in many places. Not that easy to wrap around your das around it, but it goes as follows. The thing that creates the possibility for ra in a person is the fact that he's a chaser. You can picture it in two or three ways. Let's picture it a simple way. If a person has, when a person is healthy and there are no breaches in his defense mechanisms, it's very hard to get infected. If you cut the skin, if there's some imbalance, then a lot of disease, what they call opportunistic infections, crop up. So generally speaking, when a person is bishleimus, it does not, it protects itself and doesn't allow for ra to come in. It's the same way when somebody who is a decent person does something that he shouldn't have done. You know, some people write off as being bad people. Some people will say it was this weak point of his. He desperately wanted the covet. He desperately wanted the this, desperately wanted that. You'll always point out at the flaw. The flaw is where ra comes in. That's one way of explaining it, and it is true. There's a second way of explaining it, and that is it's just like, let's give a mushel. When you have atoms and their rings of electrons are full, you can't get them to interact with anything else. Those are the so-called inert gases, and they are what makes them impossible to interact with anything else is because they're complete. They're not missing anything, so they're not looking for anything, so they're not going to get really, they're not going to seek something outside of itself. A person who is sholem is not looking for anything, and therefore he's not looking for trouble. He has everything. It's so to speak, Ezo Asham Sameach Bechalkai. He doesn't need anything. So that's that. The third darga, the third way of looking at it. Now, I think the second way is probably what I would think is probably the closest to the meaning of the morale. Would be, in order for Ra to find a match in a person so that it can attach itself to the person, interact with the person, it requires a point in the person's persona that can relate to Ra. Chisorot, everything in a person is toiv. Kosh Baruch Hu made me this way, so everything is toiv. It is the chisorot in the person that is the nekuda of Ra. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create Ra per se, he created Toiv that was incomplete. The point of that which is incomplete is Ra. It's broken, it's missing, that is a Ra, and that's the point in a person that, so to speak, can interact with Ra. Those are three ways of looking at it, of trying to understand the words that he says. I personally feel that the second way is probably closest to what he means, but use your own judgment. Ha'adam hazeh hu nivra chasa ba'atzmai. The first line here actually sounds like the third one. A person was created chaser. That's the one thing that's an absolute. V'chol chisorin hu ra. And everything that's a chisorin is ra, almost by definition. U'lefikach mishtok adam al ra tomit. That's why the person is always looking for ra. Avol mishu b'shleimus. But someone who's b'shleimus and not a chasa, yitzhara has nothing to, it has no place to be sholit.
Rabbi Lopiansky?
Yes.
Could I ask a question? I would think that if
you're
by the third view, that we are created chaser and our job is to mashlim ourselves.
Right.
I don't see why logically we'd go for ra. I would think we just have an urge to be mashlim ourselves.
Correct. But once we have an urge for something, let's give a simple example. If a person was born without a need to bond with another person, there wouldn't be a Sarva Arayas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a need for another person. That need can become Ishto Kegufo, or can become Yitzud Arayas, which Chazal tell us is synonymous. When they cancel the Yitzud Arayas, people stop wanting to get married. So the problem root of same way, if a person would have no appetite, he wouldn't overeat or eat things that are bad for him. Once we have an appetite, that's when we have the problems. So he says, and that's what Chazal said. Obviously, Shalom in Torah, Bavur Shenema Ben Bakol Mikol Kol Kloima Shekol Echad Meravus Nechshav Kloli Shemehen Yotze Klal Ome Yisraelis. So in the mohus of being a ish klal, that's where in being kloli, that's where you have the negation of ra yitzahara. Umeachashim oves lehem vekoilin kol echad kol uma lashayach meitzahara shumitzad chisorin ki aproti b'meshu proti uchasa ol kach yesh meitzahara mitzad chisorin al mitzad shekol echad yotzim en klal uma ven kach chisorin lakach lashot meitzahara lakach nitha polechad lashon kol. So the oves, by definition, the Avos are in one way of looking at Avos, they are the totality of Klal Yisrael. The Shleimus that is Klal Yisrael is Magen Avram, and Yitzchak and Yaakov are called Avos as well. So Avram has his own midas, in particular midas, and Chazal do point out faults and chesronos in the Avos. But there's another facet of the Avos. In as much as they're Klal people, then they are anoshim that are perfect. Notice Avram as the father of Klal Yisrael, Yitzchak as the father of Klal Yisrael. There's no shulton of Ra over there. V'yesh
ha'imrim. Rabbi Lubyansky.
Yes.
One would have thought. Sorry to. One would have thought that because they're perfect, they became the fathers of Klal Yisrael. What is this Indian of being the Klal that then makes them
no,
perfect?
No, but it's the perfection. So a better way of saying it, the nekuda of perfection that the others had is exhibited by, expressed by, their being the Klal, the others of Klal Yisrael. For a person to be the Av of something means that he includes all those elements. Let's give an example. Again, let's use a parallel type of opinion. When a person has a corporation and you have a company, you have one person who is great at the research and development but has no clue to marketing. So if he were to go into business, he might have some wonderful products, he would probably bankrupt. If you have the guy who's great at marketing, he probably has not great skills in terms of financial management, and without a CFO, a company would go to pot. The CEO, in so much as he's CEO, you expect him to have enough of every tchuna, and at least certainly the awareness that you need the fiscal responsibility that the CFO brings, and the marketing and outreach that the marketing guy and so on. He has an acute of that in him, or else the corporation would, if he would have a very strong bias one way or the other, then the corporation would underground. You say in the fact that he's the one who includes, he makes use of each one of these players, that he has a certain acute of qualities in him. And the same thing, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, which is the result and which is the cause, I don't know. But the point is that together, because they are avos, by definition, the word avos, it demonstrates their union of klal, and therefore it includes all the different elements and a certain level of shlemus. Then he says, "V'yeshem af David." David, the V'yeshem af David is called the fourth wheel of the Merkava. David Amalach is in many ways given the title, sort of an avos also. V'pneishu gam kein doim l'avos shem eriyotzem malchi David v'u roish v'avle malachim. The only other one we say actually Magin is David in the brachas of Daf Torah. He's the only one that we, Magen David, the Magen Avraham, Magen David. V'yesh Av David Shugam Kedoyim L'Avos Shemen Yotzei Malchut David V'Roish V'Avlam Lachim. V'Chol Mishu Koylel Ein Roish Sheishlech Beitzahara Ku HaKoyl. V'Leshav HaChisaron. So the Yitzhar doesn't have where to be Shailet. Av Moshe Ben Hashom B'Meshe Adam Prati V'Chol Prati B'Mashu Prati Einai HaKoyl V'Dovaze Goyrim Sheshalt Beitzahara. So interestingly enough, he contrasts Moshe with the Avos and David. Even though it does say that Moshe was a melech, and he was shakol keneged Klal Yisrael, and all those in Yanim, but still at the end of the day, he's not called an Av, and he doesn't have that, and therefore his flaws were pointed out. The Avos you also find, both Avram and Yaakov for sure, you certainly have flaws pointed out in Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu, I guess maybe the Psukim, maybe Yaakov and Avram, we don't find any clear Psukim about it. I don't know. It's a little bit of a pellet to me, but I'll go upon it, that's what he says.
David himself did a chait, whatever.
Plenty, yeah, if you're including David is certainly castigated terribly. Yeah. So I don't know. Well, Kopanim, so he says, Umasha Omru Betamet Chochum Umegar B'Yosem HaKoyl. Chazal say that the Yitzhara in a Talmud Chochum, he entices him more than anyone else. Dovaze Yadur L'Mivinim Ki Av Ki HaTalmud Chochum Hu Sholem Shehu Sichli. You know Talmud Chochum Hu is a more of a Sholem person. He's got the Seichel. Al Yishcha Dovaze. So he's asking, well, you're telling me that the more shalom someone is, the more the person is shomer from chet. So how can you make a blanket statement than a Talmud Chochem or anybody else? It's the other way around. Talmud Chochem is sichli, is more shlemistic. Al yichcha davaze ki adarav Talmud Chochem b'mashen nichnas lemaila sichlis v'im ki aseichu mashu seichu davar shalom. So even though seichel as such is something that's very shleimistic, but the person doesn't have the shleimus of seichel. So talmidei chachamim, even though they're sichli, and sichli is a davar shalem, but since they have a mitzvah in this world, and this world has aspects that are not sichliistic, and in those areas the Talmud Chochem is not shalem just by the dint of his being a Talmud Chochem, therefore he's a chaser. The A's are then, yes.
So okay, I don't understand what it means. What exactly does it mean his Yetzirah is bigger? What does that mean?
In terms of the Gemara itself, it says Kol Mishagam Chaver Yisur Golem Imenu. There are a whole bunch of different explanations, but
I mean, over there it didn't mean Abaya wasn't going to do the chait, right?
So there are a whole range of explanations. This is one of the Gemaras that allows itself for a very broad range. Let's go through some because on the practical level, one is that the more sheltered someone is, the more difficult when you're enticed. Somebody once came, Shazar, who was the third president of Israel. He was a quote-unquote Chabad Chassid, who basically, he might have been Chabad Chassid, but he certainly was not a firm person in any special mandation. But he, as good Chassidim, one doesn't is not a steer to the other. So he would go to the Rebbe occasionally as a chassid. And he once asked the Rebbe about, you know, this thing about not shaking women's hands. He says, you know, I do it all the time. I don't see what the issue is. I'm not at all stimulated by it. So the Rebbe told him, but just think of how many averis you had to do to get to that madrega. In other words, if a person lives something, it's just like if you have an environment that's extremely sterile, the more and more sterile you want the environment to be, the more it's exponentially you need heavier and heavier barriers to keep anything else. So if a person lives without giving into Yetzirah, any crack in that wall will give a tremendous surge of tivus, because his tivus are not dead. Just like a person who never tried drugs, if he tries the first time, he will get a big kick out of a very small amount of drugs because he's drug free. So it's one way of looking at it is because they were monea themselves more, they sort of were better. That's why the Tzahara is stronger. Another way of looking at it, and more in line with what he says, is that a person's drives, a person's kololistic drives, to do, to be, to see, to think, all of these things together are very powerful in a person who's Talmud Chacham, and therefore it comes together with a desire or ability to break things. There's another pshat that the person is more able to rationalize the ra. In other words, someone who's not maritz and he just knows you're not allowed to do it and that's that, whereas if somebody's a Talmud Chacham, he always finds ways to sort of rationalize it and so on. He says over here,
So the reality that sometimes one hears about people who are lechora rather knowledgeable, have being nikshol in a big way, is that's what we would expect from the Gemara. They have big, their drive that produces greatness is the same drive that could hurt
yes.
them.
Well, let's put it this way. It might be one of the reasons. One of the reasons might be the person never ever, his midos and his yerushalayim lag way behind his learning. That's one possibility. One possibility is that the person trusted more in himself because he felt confident that he's, you know, that he knows it better and he can be on top of himself and fell through. That's a second possibility. Another possibility is a person, you know, anytime you have reasons like this, these are possible. It's like a set of symptoms. There can be different causes for it. The symptom of a Talmud Chacham doing something way out of line with what you expect from him could be because the person never had ever attempted to be mitakan himself. So the person had a glaring fault that he never worked on. It could be that the person was arrogant and confident in himself, like Shlomo HaMelech, when it says, you know, Marty Echkman Harkimani, he said, you know, I can cut the corner, and it didn't work. You know, those are all possibilities. It's you have to look at each case and ask yourself what happened.
Thank you.
Yes.
Could it be Nachara that since the Talmud Chacham is a deeper person, right?
So we'll see that. That's the next piece.
The more not deep he is, just a behemoth. It's a Maisa behemoth or whatever he does. You know, the more deep he is, even if he doesn't do the Maisa itself, but all the deeper levels he can connect to, or something like that.
In other words, it's something correct. He does a lot bigger churban because of his stature. Revolver writes in some place, and it's a bit off shot, but it's certainly emes to it. He writes about the fact that Talmidei Chachamim seem to be always intent on covet and, you know, things like that. So he says, so let's say you have a person who is a very trusted, simple person, and his main Ritzonos to get a big McDonald's burger with a six pack and a football game on TV, as opposed to someone who wants the cover to be called Merenu Rabbeinu. So it's a more hush of a Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Gadol Michavero, he writes someplace, means that he is Yetzer Hara is also finer, more refined, better. You know, so there's an element to that also. You sometimes you see it's very, very distasteful when you see somebody who's using untorah tactics to get purportedly Torah things. He's mistreating workers and creditors and so on to be able to have like super duper black kosher meat. But on the other hand, it points there's what to say bad about it, but what to say good also. So Yitzhak Gadol Mechaver means his Yitzhak Har is of greater stature and so on. That's another possibility. But he has a point here that I want to touch on. I think Peter touched a little bit on before. Klal Adava Tamid Yisechel Vezadim Arz Yeh Klal Adava Tamid Chochem Yisrael Ein Lehem Ashlema Shiroi Liyaslem Ka Tamid Chochem Hu Sichli Vasechel Sheish Lo Adam Einu Beshlemus Klal Aber Yish Hashem Zeh Bechisar Vechein Yisrael Yish Amayla Adyoyna Loikis Umayla Zeh Ein Lehem Beshlemus. So they have this Maila, which is a Shlemus Dika Maila, but they don't have it Bishlemus. Ki Evshetem HaMaila Yoyna Bishlemus V'olam Hazeh. Olefikach Dovak Ben Bo'ilu Mazach Yisaren Gamkin Kifi Ilu Malosa Megoylu Madrigasa. Olefikach Yitzhor Mizgar Ben Yosef Yosef. Ki Bishar Adam Ushar Umos Eloim Alem Kokach Shem Chaserim. Ken Raka Maila Ketana. Our Talmud Chacham, Asher Yesha Ma'ala Yoyna, Sheisha Seichel, V'Efshir La Ma'ala Zeis Beshleimus. V'Chein Yisof V'Goydel Manosah Shniku Yisof Shem Ma'ala In La Ma'ala Yoyna Beshleimus. So he says like this. Let's give an example. Let's say I have a simple country person, and he's not refined. I'm not even talking about refined in terms of Midas Tov or something like that. His whole world is being a country bumpkin. That's what he is. He obviously is quite poor, but his needs, the most he can strive for is a new pickup truck, a fridge full of beer bottles, a new shotgun, and you know he has a gvul because he's a small person. His chesronos are small, and and that's it. You take a person who's very sophisticated, a person who's very cosmopolitan, and so he has more money. But his musagim are much bigger. Because he recognizes and understands a bigger world, then his scope of things that you could possibly have, that he could strive for, are much, much bigger than the guy living in the country. So whenever you have a person who is a Baal Madrega, Baal Maila, he has a bigger sense of things, a bigger scope of things, but that allows for Yetzer Hara to have more chisaron. So it's a toss-up. You have, as you grow bigger, as you become bigger, and you're not shalem, so the chisaron is the same, is bigger. Let's give an example. Imagine if I thought I have a circle that's missing, a quarter of an arc or something, a certain measurement of a certain slice, let's go this way, a slice, as so it's missing 90 degrees of its circle. Depending on whether that circle is a small circle on a piece of paper or a huge circle on a wall, that the size of that piece missing will vary. So a person who's small who has very little general musagim, then his chisurin is very little. The farmer who doesn't have the whatever it is that he wanted, so he grumbles and he's missing it, and that's that. A person who's a man of the world and he's missing something that he thinks is very important, that, you know, everybody has X and I'm going to look terrible if I don't have X, there's a much stronger need in his nefesh for that. So being a bigger person is also means that your yitzharas are bigger. You have bigger musagim. Even the fact that your fantasy can range further. A person who has limited power of fantasy and therefore doesn't fantasize. I mean it's okay, but it doesn't speak highly of a person. Not as if this person is a big person and he's in control of himself and directs and focuses his kochos, including the koch of fantasy, Targaj Baruch. He's a simple person, unimaginative, not much wiring in his brain, and with Mela there's nothing coming up. There's no chiddush or ischachus. Mashaikin, a person who is a big person and has a big scope of things, then a lot more comes up and so on. He can think a lot more, imagine a lot more, and want to acquire a lot more. A person who has small musagim doesn't go beyond his boundaries. There's a person, I mean, many of the people who get involved in bad situations with money and stuff like that, illegal stuff, it's not, you know, you keep getting these messages, these articles about how expensive it is to be from today, and that's why people are forced to this. Yes, people cut corners on their income tax because they need the money for tuition. That's true. But the people who stole $25 million, who engineered, that wasn't to pay tuition. I'm not aware of institutions that charge $1 million tuition per kid. It's not even the money. It's the prestige. The money for most people, it doesn't translate into things. It translates into stature. It translates into who you are. I remember there was once, there was a chassan, a boy, a few years ago, who was showing me, he married into a very wealthy family, and he showed me the watch they got. It's a $10,000 watch. I looked at it, and then I said, it's very nice, but my watch is better than yours. And he looked at me and says, what do you mean? He said, mine has the date also. I get the date on my watch also. He was so upset with me. He thought it was a joke in very poor taste, that, you know, but I didn't realize, like I was trying to ask myself, what, I mean, I understand the difference between a $20 watch and a $50 watch and a $100 watch, but at some point, what are you getting more for the watch? And I realized you're getting status. There's a boy who learned by us in yeshiva. He's a real entrepreneur. He's married. One of the things, he sells many things. He sells $16,000 suits. He also sells, he liquidated that and he's gotten into watches. And he showed me, he was wearing a watch that's worth thousands of dollars. I told him, clue me in, what is this? Like, what are we paying the money for? And he said, the name. You know, and this is a kid who came from a very poor background. What he does is usually wears these things a few weeks just to get a kick out of it, and then he flips it and resells it. He's able, you know, he said it doesn't lose any value, so he just flips it and resells it. Okay, you know, it's everyone's got, but the need to have that level of status, stature, recognition, there's a certain darga of a nefesh, what Chazal called nefesh rechava, and the fact that if a person has that, he has an appreciation of what it is to be chashev, stature, status. And what he does is he's shoylit on it, and he says, I'm in control of myself, and I will allocate the resources to where I see them fit, and what I think is important, and what I think are my needs are, that's an Ish HaMaila. Someone who doesn't do it, because he has no musik, to him that like the two watches look the same, then it's not a maila in the person. It's in a sense, it's a smallness. If the person has no appreciation of it, so he's got a small scope of life. The person who has big hasagas and uses it for stuff that's stupid and fantasy and narish, then that's very big chisar. But the mile of a person who doesn't need it is only if he could appreciate it and still make decisions about what's important, what's not. If the person is a neb, then he's a neb. It's not a result of his big tzidkis that he's decided. You know, he doesn't have those musagim. It doesn't speak. He's not a big person. So in the sense that a Talmid Chacham is a bigger person, that he has a bigger scope, a bigger, so that allows for bigger problems. It also allows for the person to be mishtalit on it. Well, the fikah etzar mizgar, so that's it. Zahara tries to get them because they're more amenable to these things. You're not lacking anything. If you're a small, if your circle of life is small, then your needs are small. So we don't get it bishleimus. So we have the maila with the issues, not with the solutions. I want to speak about this also, Klal Yisrael. The Goyim have certain caricatures of us, and some of them have truth to it. One of the most timeless descriptions of Jews are that they're pushy, ambitious, greedy, not happy, and so on and so forth. Someone told me actually once, this is somebody born in Shakura, he came from Canada, his father owned some sort of factory, and he said that he does not employ Jews. And asked them why. He said, because if you have a guy, you treat him like a mensch, you give him a decent salary, he will stay with your company till the day he retires. If you have a Jew, the first day he's looking around to see how you run it, how you're doing it stupidly, how he could do it much better than you, and within 6 months he's opened up his own place competing with you. Those are the type of negative attributes of Klal Yisrael that are attributed to us. Yes, you know, there's truth to that description. It comes from the fact that many others are more like cattle. They kind of just put them down next to the grass and the water, the shade, and they'll just sit there. The only thing that will prompt a cow to move is if the water dried out, the grass is gone, it's hot in the sun, or a lion is chasing it. But other than that, it ain't going no place. It's got no drives. Klal Yisrael has drives in themselves. They don't want to sit. They want to do, accomplish, and so on. Unfortunately, for many of them, it's simply the business, the plant, the money, no real accomplishment of teichen. That's where it became bad. But in the shorish of it, the good shabbai is this nekuda, that Klal Yisrael has drives. They have big people, big expectations. They want to make revolutions. They want to change the world. They want to do it differently. They can't tolerate the stupidity that's going on. B'chulu b'chulu. It could be very destructive. It could be abrasive, but it's coming from a certain circle of big. L'fikach yisol kashnas Hashem zbach aleim luchas abris v'yamayil ha'koil ozim mezgar mitzahar. That's why when he gave the luchos that, especially was when Yitzhar attacked him. V'yechet she'yisol v'chatzi ha'yoyim. And the reason why it was was because it's that symbolizes something that's not complete yet. The day's not over yet. There is no final milah. We don't have what we can call the totality of a milah. The Einal Mahazi Kedai Sheva Shlemus. In this world, you can't have Shlemus. That's why the Yisrael came there, because that was the point at which Ra came to the world. The Yitzhahara sticks to a person, the Kerech the Chisorim. A Talmud Chacham has this great Milah. So while we are bigger, Cheshava, we don't have its Bashlemus. So he's saying over here that Klal Yisrael and a Talmud Chacham, because they're in this unique position of having the Maila but not Bashlemus, the Tzahara prods them more than anything else. So this is going back to, you know, Adam Nivra Chasa, or the Figma Shek Adam Malara Talmud. You can also explain this last point in line with the first point, with a little bit of a knage to it. Let's say a person has his clothing is dungarees, jeans, and he has a hole, a slit, or whatever. So it's I mean, I'm not talking about the jeans that are fashionable with a slit. I'm talking about an unfashionable slit, what we call a non-pre-planned slit. So it's missing something. But imagine somebody's wearing an extremely fancy suit and there's a button missing. That button is takes an incredible toll on the whole suit. Because the suit is very impressive, something lacking is a real chisar. In a pair of jeans, you could have half it ripped and it's not a chisar really. It's you know, but in a very, very expensive suit, button missing or thread missing is in the wrong place, is something which is it devastates the entire suit. So it is mikoyach. So this is not, it's not meant to make our appreciation for chisaron less, but it's meant to put a certain context around it, that yes, we have big chisaronos. Those chisaronos are a result of something, and understanding it that way at least helps us wrestle with it. Okay, any questions?
Can I ask a question? Oh, sorry, Peter, you go first.
No question.
Rabbi Lobansky, could I ask a question with the tape off?
Yeah, so let me first put it on stop recording.